Hundreds of extra soldiers have been ordered into areas of Peru devastated by Wednesday's massive earthquake. William Blake is on the ground for Catholic Relief Services and says that the church is at the forefront of getting spiritual and material relief to those affected.
Altogether, there's 200,000 people that have been affected. The traffic to the zone, the Pan-American Highway that gets to the zone, was closed. And so resources that would go generally to markets and to other places, of course, weren't getting to the zone. You know, understandable in the first days after a major earthquake or disaster such as this, that there's certain problems in distribution. What the government has been doing is airlifting things to Pisco. There's an Air Force base there. And that was the zone most affected. You know, fortunately, the airstrip wasn't affected. There are problems, but you know, the government is trying to work through that. And I was in a meeting yesterday with Bishop Miguel Irizar, the president of Caritas Peru, and that idea of really how to ensure coordination with the government so that the relief efforts aren't duplicated, and at the same time that the distribution continues to improve.